is Tommy, and I hope y'all all know me. It's a little bit difficult to be incognito as a trans person. Reverend Emily was looking for some fill-ins to help out on Sundays in July, so I thought what a wonderful honor it would be to do a sermon, really just a talk, on a subject that I would describe as God is love. And that description does not even come close to the vastness of the topic. I remember in the 60s, well before most of your time, the hippies would say the anti-Vietnam War slogans would have protest signs, t-shirts, stickers, all proclaiming God is love. I always wondered what they were talking about. Some said, make love, not war. I couldn't quite figure out how God fit into all those pictures. As I got older in the 70s and 80s, I read and pondered if there was a God and who he or she or they were. Being brought up in the Christian church, like a lot of people were, I professed belief in Jesus Christ, but I was still questioning who God was. And in 1978, our first child was born. I began to see an answer that I'd like to share with you and see if you agree. There are some who do not believe in God, and that's fine. Our church supports their belief choices, but consider this. Scientists say something interesting about Earth, and that is that it's statistically and virtually impossible Earth exists today as a random occurrence. Here's a simile that statisticians give. This is one of our hymnals. It has stories and thoughts combined in songs, stated beliefs and ideas, systems to guide the creation of music, like bars and notes written on pages with ink. It's a large and a very important book to us. This group of learned statisticians state that it is more statistically possible for this original copy of this book to suddenly appear right before your very eyes than for the Earth to just randomly come into existence as we see it around us today. Therefore, we can conclude the Earth did not just randomly happen, since it's simply, statistically, impossible. So where does that leave us? When we look at our world, there are patterns, things that repeat themselves, like the seasons, the rotation of night and day, family, cultures, the tides, life cycles, and on and on. I'd like to draw your attention to the one that I just mentioned, the family. I remember when my grandfather died. At the graveside following the service, I stood there with Dad and he said, "Now I have seen the cycle of life, from when you kids were born to the end of life, as my father has now passed." The cycle, the pattern. The question then becomes, if there was no hand guiding these things, creating sustaining systems, would not everything be just random and non-repeating? I too now have seen that cycle of life and death. As I buried my mother this year, I see now what he meant. I'd like to go back to talking about families, though. Let's look at a higher animal life a minute. Everyone has seen a litter of kittens or puppies, or been at a farm like Margaret's Place, where these little families have their parents bringing the babies food, caring for them, providing shelter as best they can. And you can tell by watching them that each shows attention for one another. There is community. And when separated, they cry for return to the litter. And we as humans give love to one another. In our families and to others, we choose to. And we provide to our kids and others in need food, shelter, protection. And we do this because of love. So this is the great pattern. A non-random, wonderful place to live and grow, which sustains us all in a hostile universe and seemingly given to us, made for us out of love. Because this pattern contains these elements on a large scale, which we give in our expressions of love on a human scale, would it not follow then on this grand scale that there is a guide who has put this together for us, shown us in all that surround us, in our world, examples of the way it should be and how this entity who has, dare I suggest this in motion, cares for us, provides for us, appreciates who each of us are, and loves us. Some call this force God. And this God shows us how he loves us in what he has given us, like this, our beautiful home, our earth, our place to live that sustains and yields bounty for us. But who is this God? Over the years, I have heard the question, if he is so loving, why does he let bad things happen? I can only share the answer I have in my heart and mind. God created a world where each of us has choice. We can choose how we conduct our lives, what we believe in, where we go. There's infinite choices. But what we all know is good things bring good things, and bad things are followed by more bad things. So what exactly do I mean? On a very small scale, if a child sticks their finger into a light socket, an unsafe, bad thing, obviously, they get shocked and perhaps results in an injury, a pattern, an expected result. If someone helps a church member, this good thing results in a new bond and needed assistance. Good begets good. By the same token, in a corporate action, like polluting the environment, the result in the world, our world, is denigrated or destroyed. Or some nation makes war on another, which results in killing and destruction. These large-scale actions are bad and produce evil. We have choices, and these are choices have results. But the key function of pure love depends on choice. Removing choice to make all things perfect takes away our choice to love one another, to do the right thing, to love and appreciate others or God. So the creation has choice to allow us to choose these consequences which define us, our love and his love. This is where I've gotten to over time, in that I come back to my Christian upbringing where I can see this God, God Almighty, who cares for us all. All. I might point out a few little somethings about my God. He wants us in his family. He is the only God known to us here on earth and is a unique in that he seeks us and he reaches out for us to love us. and out of pure love sacrificed his greatest, most wonderful possession, his one and only Son, to make way for us to be with him. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whomever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." That's John 3:16 and 17. There are no other gods who have made this sacrifice to bring you home in his family, to just love you for all time. God is love. I know that everyone does not believe this, and that's okay. But if you would like to know more or want me to pray with you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I'll be here for a few minutes afterward. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you.